Good morning, everybody. This is Bo Mitchell. You're listening to You Get the Blessing. This is a show that you want to stay tuned to. So I'm glad you're waking up with us. We have a great guest today you're going to love. And you will be blessed. But we always like to start with music, especially the Beatles, just to wake you up a little bit. So You Get the Blessing exists because we introduce you each week to guests that we believe are impacting lives for the cause of Jesus Christ. And our guest today is Yolanda Robles. Yolanda, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Thanks.
You are a face and a beauty made for television, not radio.
But thank you.
That's why we do radio, is I have the face for radio. So Yolanda is the director of Young Lives, which is a division of Young Life, a great Christian ministry that I've known about since 1965, because that's how I came to Christ, was with Don Reverts, Thomas Jefferson High School, and a Young Life Club. So I love what you do. Before we even start talking about it, Yolanda, I wanted to tell you that.
That's awesome.
Young Life cool. reaches a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Did it reach you, or how did you come into a relationship with Christ?
Yes, it was my senior year. My parents actually had asked me to drop out of high school. I lived in the inner city, very poor, poverty community.
What city?
Denver.
Oh, right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Went to North High School. And it was the last semester in school, and all my friends knew I was going to drop out of school. And
why did they ask you to drop out of school? Were you messing up?
No, they just said it's time for you just to join the real world. It was just kind of culturally and background. I think it's just hard for parents to, in Latino cultures, to kind of watch their kids rise in different aspects. And my father was an alcoholic, and my mom was a pothead, for lack of better words. and so I knew nothing different, really. So getting out of the inner city was not something that was applauded or encouraged. So my senior year, I'm getting ready to drop out of high school, and my Young Life leader, who had been going to club for only about a year, so I didn't really have too much of a grid for this Jesus that they were talking about at all. And
it's almost scary when you first hear it. It's like you can talk about any name you want to name, Joe, Bob, Carol, Sue, but don't say Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a little embarrassing for me.
Yeah. So I'm walking down the hall, and the Young Life leader at that time came and found me on the second floor of North High School and said, "Hey, yo, I heard you're going to drop out of high school. We're not doing that today because you will be working at McDonald's." And so I said, "Okay, well, what am I supposed to do?" And he said, "I'm going to walk you in every single one of your classrooms. We're going to talk to your teachers, see if you need help or what it's going to take for you to pass this last semester to graduate." And
how'd they let this Young Life leader in the school?
He had a great relationship with the principal.
And this guy cared about you enough to say, whatever your plan isn't working, here's the new plan. We're going to get a job, and we're going to keep going to class.
Yeah, he shifted the trajectory of my life for sure.
Wow. Were you scared at first when he said this to you?
Yeah, because I just thought, oh my gosh, I know I'm probably behind in a few classes. I don't know if I can do it.
But he said you can do it.
Yeah. And so I got all of my work that I needed to make up, if there was any that I needed to make up, and I ended up graduating that year. And and I got invited to summer camp in 1993 to a camp called Castaway Club. And I quit my job, which was really, really hard for me, being that I supported myself pretty much far as like any extra things that I needed and clothes. And
were you still living at home?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And did the fact that your mom had a drug issue and your dad had an alcohol issue, did it scare you, or did you just kind of work around it and accept it and live with it?
I felt like it was part of my life. I didn't really necessarily know any different, to be honest. Like, it was just a very, that was an everyday deal. So
how many kids are just exactly like you were?
Tons. I think there's tons out there that are
really
that live that life for sure.
So yeah, they just kind of go with it.
It's surviving.
How come you didn't try it all?
I actually did. I actually did at some point. So that summer, I quit my job and went to Castaway Club and heard the story of Jesus unfolded like I'd never heard it before. I'd never heard that story of who he was and what he did for us and how he came for me. It's like him saying, I'm coming for you. And that really changed my heart, where I really wanted to know who this Jesus was. So at the end of that week, I said yes to Jesus. And but that didn't necessarily, because I went home to the same stuff, right?
That part hadn't changed.
No.
So what Yolanda, our guest today, Yolanda Robles, is discussing is found in the third chapter of the book of John in the Bible. The Bible is in some parts complicated. Old Testament, kind of a history of the Jews. The book of Revelation, kind of a symbolic and literal description of the end times. But the New Testament, really about the life of Christ. And in the third chapter, there's what Bob Belts calls the core of truth in the Bible, which is God loves you, and through Jesus Christ, you can have a relationship with God. And this is a gift given that we have to receive by faith. So even though we repeated a lot on this program, what Yolanda just described happened to her is what happened to me in 65. Doesn't make us anything special apart from the fact that we are followers of Jesus and know where to go to have our sins forgiven and feel like this is the single best life available to any of us. So I'm thankful for that young life leader in that camp and whoever was speaking at that camp, Yolanda, that got through to you to make it simple. Because, like I say, the whole of Scripture can be complicated and people really miss that little core nugget of truth that Jesus loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. You found it at Castaway Club.
Yeah, I did.
So you came home with Jesus, and what happened next?
Then I didn't know or have the tools of what that looked like and what that was supposed to change. I just knew that I really liked this guy. And so I just started hanging out with Young Life because I was already, you know, going to be a freshman in college. And
wait a minute, went from dropping out of high school, now you're heading to college. That's good.
I know, at CCD, they're right here in our own town of Denver. So and so I just started volunteering a little bit. In my freshman year in college, I got pregnant. So, and which leads me into why I came here. But that was really hard. I knew that my parents were going to be disapproving, and so I didn't tell them. I called my Young Life leader at the time and said, hey, I just want you to know I'm pregnant. And he said to me, it's okay, yo. We'll get through this.
Wow. Once again, he was there for you.
Yeah.
So let's point out, too, at this juncture that when you receive Christ, it's not like a magic wand and you all of a sudden become perfect and no more problems. In fact, the problem that you mentioned is very prevalent in the world today, just promiscuity that leads to pregnancy. So you had to face the harsh reality of, okay, now what do I do?
Right.
And what did you do?
Well, I obviously had my son and walked that year a very lonely road outside of my Young Life leader.
Parents stuck with you or not?
No, I actually moved out. My parents said I've ruined my life. So I kind of lived from that lens of I've ruined my life. And so I didn't know how else to dig myself out. I knew I still was passionate about this guy, Jesus, but I didn't know how to get out of what I just did to myself. So I tried, you know, I worked and had my son, and the dad obviously wasn't didn't want to be involved, and he actually shot and killed two people about 2 months after my son was born. And so his destiny, and he's out now, but his, you know, where he went was obviously to jail. So I'm alone with a little baby, an infant, and really no support system. His mom, my son's dad's mom, actually was really, really helpful, but she was, it actually paralyzed me to not know that I was a mom. So I was still a teenager. I still wanted to live like a teenager. And yeah, so it was just really hard. It was just a hard, hard road. And I actually got a job. I was volunteering for Young Life. Thankfully, my Young Life leader didn't say, "Oh, darn, you ruined your life." He actually
didn't say, "Stupid idiot, didn't you know this would happen?" He just said, "Things happen."
Yeah. And he said,
God forgives us.
Mm-hmm. And so I was still able to lead and be able to, that it just really was my lifeline. I mean, life was my lifeline. It was the one thing that I knew or somebody cared for me, and somebody would just be able to push me into a different place in my life. And so I actually volunteered for Young Life, and then also did worked at a little Christian daycare, and I began to get a sense of maybe I should be reading to my son. Maybe I should be praying to my son. I started getting these where there were places where I felt like this is how you're supposed to be a mom moments. And then I ended up going to a church, and I was changed even more because it began to unfold this relationship with Jesus and what that was supposed to look like. And I just remember sitting there and hearing the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Trinity when we think about Christianity, and heard the Holy Spirit say to me, I view you as a lady. And I just started bawling my eyes out because I knew I wasn't living that way. And it just changed me, forever changed me. I just knew what I heard at Castaway Club 2 years prior, that I wanted to be all the way in.
Wanted to be a lady, and you wanted to be a Jesus lady.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you heard this inner voice say, "You are."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Very cool. This is Yolanda Robles you're listening to. Quite a story. So what has that whole experience led to? Because I like the way God uses us to help others with things that we've totally been through ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I did go on Young Life staff, and then I stepped down off Young Life staff when I got married and have three other kids besides my son.
Then your new husband just embraced your first son and said,
"He did.
We got a family here."
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
He did. His name's Greg.
Did you want to tell him you love him? And
hi, honey. I love you. he did. And so he was just sweet. And we raised our girls. I stood home for 10 years. That was really different to learn what it meant to be a stay-at-home mom. And then when my kindergartner went to school, her kindergarten year, and was going to go full time, I decided, well, it's time to kind of run the race a little bit and give back to what has been given to me, and talk to some Young Life friends and people in the Colorado region, and felt like Young Life would be a great fit for what my story holds and be able to pour back into the community. And so I started off doing some college stuff and trying to build that, and then actually just this past September transitioned into something called Young Lives, which is our Young Life portion for teenage moms. And the school that we are hoping to be able to just begin an awesome Young Life relationship with is called Florence Crittenton. And it's a teenage mom school from 9th to 12th graders. And they're all single moms. They bring their babies to school. People volunteer to watch their kids.
What age girls are we talking about?
14 to probably 18.
That are now finding themselves in correct. Exactly the situation you found yourself.
Yes.
And you have all of this wisdom to draw on and experience.
Yeah.
And there's no teacher like experience, so you're the right. perfect fit for this.
Yeah, so excited.
That's sad.
Yes.
That there's this need there, but it's great that God's plugged you in there.
Well, that he actually hasn't forgotten them either, right?
Right. And you now are the person saying to them just what your YL leader said to you.
That's right.
It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. We're going to get through this. So how many kids you working with? What's a day look like?
Well, today will be my first day going in there, so I have no idea. But there's 196 girls that are registered in the school. So there's 196 girls, which means there's 196 babies.
And where is the school?
It's like off of 5th and Zuni in Denver.
5th and Zuni.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is there a website or something where people can find out about this?
About Florence Crittenton or Young Lives?
Florence, either. So, the school or Young.
Yeah, so Florence Crittenton, I think you can just Google Florence Crittenton, Denver, and it'll take you to the school. And it'll give you their history and their background and tell you a little bit about what they do and how to volunteer if anybody ever wants to volunteer. And then for Young Lives, if we actually take girls to camp in the summer. So they will actually, even though they have a baby, they will actually be able to go this summer away to a Young Life camp with their babies and experience life the way that it's been intended to experience. And so they get the chance to say yes to Jesus the way that I did, but be able to learn what that's like while their baby's there. So it's such a sweet gift. And you can find out more about that on Denver Metro Young Life .org / Young Lives. So
Denver Metro.
Denver Metro .young life.org / Young Lives.
Okay. So, are you under the pressure of having to raise your own support like most Young Life leaders?
I am, but I also am looking for people who would love to send one of these sweet girls and their babies to camp this summer.
So we could use financial help in at least two directions. Raising your own support means this. These ministries like Young Life and Crew and Youth for Christ and other ministries say to their staff members, you know, we'll do this much, but you need to raise your own support. And Yolanda could use your partnership, listeners, if you're so inclined. So how they find you on that same website?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So go look up.
There'll be a link there at denvermetro.younglife.org, and you can click on the Young Lives link, and it'll take you to my part of that page.
And as she gets to know you, if you become one of her supporters, you're going to love her smile and her style. And
you're awesome.
It's true. You got a great presence. And these girls are probably encouraged the minute you show up and light up the room with your beautiful smile. So that's one way. Another way is she saying, okay, my own support's going to be raised somehow, but I want to send these girls to camp so they can have some time where they're not deserting their babies, but they are able to just be kids again at these camps and learn, hopefully, about Christ the way you did. What's that cost per camper?
It's
$430.
Mm-hmm. And that includes a nanny that comes with, that will have nannies there for their babies. So.
And you'd like to send about how many of those girls to camp?
Oh, my gosh. As many as we could. That'd be awesome.
About 190.
Yeah, we'll shoot for the stars for sure.
So just do the math, folks. If you're listening and you want to send one kid to camp under $500, you get to change someone's life forever and give them an experience they'll never forget. If you want to send 10, that's under $5,000. And we would appreciate it. That's what You Get the Blessing is about, is saying to you, we want you to be even better at what you're doing in your businesses, even more aggressive, not at the expense of your family or your own faith, but just using your own gifts to do what you can. But we also encourage you to take some of that sacrificially, not surplus, but sacrificially, and donate it to someone as worthy as Yolanda Robles and her cause with young lives in Denver. So it's sad to think about that many young people just out having a good time in the backseat of their Chevy or wherever kids get together nowadays without an eye towards the end of this short experience. Is you might have a child, and now they're faced with being a parent at a young age. And I'm thankful that you come along and help them, Yolanda.
Yeah, it's very amazing. It's an amazing gift to be able to walk in, and we're not only changing, right, the mom, we get to change a generation of babies.
Give me a story or two that might touch the heart of one of our listeners and encourage them to think, I got to get involved here. This is too much.
Yeah. Well,
your own story was enough.
I know. I just think from my own experience of being with other teenage moms and watching them, being that I was one, I just think you don't understand. Some of these girls take 3 buses to get to school with a baby in the cold. You know, Colorado's weather is, just like the other day. I don't know how many of those girls actually made it to school. So I just think what an amazing gift to be able to come and even offer those girls rides to school so that they would be able to graduate and have a different trajectory of their life, right? It's that place of being able to sew in differently into their life that they would not end up a single mom and I'm pulling from the system.
So there's a great poem. Let's see if I can remember it. I don't have it here, but it says, "Break for the needy, sweet charity's bread, for living is giving," the angel said. "What, giving again, I ask in dismay? Must I keep on giving and giving away?" "Oh no," said the angel, piercing me through. "Just give till the Father stops giving to you." So you listeners who have been blessed financially, I guess I'm saying turn right around and be a blessing. I know you're already doing this in your own church or somewhere else, but think about Yolanda Robles, her incredible story, how God has literally brought her back from the brink of dropping out of high school to finishing, to feeling desperate and lost again as a pregnant young teenage mom, to now having a family of 4, a great husband in Greg, and giving back right where she knows the best her experience has taught her that these teenage moms need help. So Yolanda needs your help, and you can empower her to help all these others by just going to this website. So give it again.
Okay, it's denvermetro.younglife.org, and you just click on the Young Lives section of that.
So are you scared at all starting at this school?
I'm not. I'm super excited. I've been inside already, and just to watch these sweet young moms not really know what it means to be a mom. I'm ready for the excitement of just walking into, just bring life into the school and bring hope. I feel like it's a place to be able to bring hope. Like, if you would know that we carry the same story and we'll be okay. Like, you'll be okay, and you'll be more than okay.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look about 28. So 40 with about 60 years of experience. So it's the right time for you. It's the right time for these ladies. And I'm glad God has miraculously put this together. Young Life is wonderful to embrace you in this way and get this started.
Yeah, it's been really sweet.
So we're talking about, who should we do a shout out to on Young Life? Art?
Yeah. Art and Terry.
Art and Terry, good job, guys. Thank you for choosing Yolanda. And we just thank you listeners today for tuning in. I hope you've been blessed by hearing the sadness in her story, but also the joy in her voice as she has persevered through the pain and come out on the other side and is now ready to give back all she can give to these teenage moms. I think it's going to go well.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being a wonderful guest.
Awesome.
And you listeners, we'll see you again next week here on You Get the Blessing, and have a great week. Know that we love you in spite of the fact we don't look at you face to face. We're thinking about you and praying for your needs. God bless.